From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
On this week's program, more financial assistance for GSAT students. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. 70 students who excelled in this year's GSAT, that's the Grade 6 Achievement Test, have been awarded bursaries valued at nearly $2 million by the Jamaica Teachers Association JTA Cooperative Credit Union. The checks were presented to the beneficiaries, who are children of credit union members, during a recent award ceremony held in New Kingston. General Manager of the JTA Cooperative Credit Union, Robert Ramsey, says this is the eighth year since the company has been issuing bursaries to assist students with back-to-school preparations.
So we began by selecting, at that time, one awardee from each parish. Soon after, we moved that up to two from each parish. But even then, there was still an appeal from our very members for us to do even more with the program. And in 2015, we responded by selecting five persons from each parish.
The five students from each parish received awards ranging from $15,000 to $50,000 based on their performance. In commending the recipients, Mr. Ramsey urged them to continue on the path of excellence. Addressing them at the handing over event, JTA Deputy Secretary General Dr. Charmaine Goodmonteith encouraged the students to make the best use of their high school years.
Going to high school is a totally new ball game. It's different. You used to have your teachers being responsible for you at primary school. Now you are going to be held accountable for everything that you do. You're going to be held accountable for your behavior, for doing your homework, for being in class on time. Always remember, boys and girls, that silver and gold will vanish away, but a good education will never decay.
Former Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Elaine Foster Allen, who was the guest speaker, commended the JTA Credit Union for its contribution to the development of education in Jamaica. She also encouraged the students to continue to demonstrate positive characteristics such as honesty, integrity, responsibility, and a good work ethic.
Self-help, self-responsibility, democracy, equality, equity, and solidarity. Those are cooperative values. And when you get the bursaries, remember that you're getting the bursaries out of a cooperative society that values these principles. We have to teach our children to be people who we can trust in the light and in the dark. Integrity, being honest and having strong moral principles that do not change to suit the circumstances. People of integrity are careful with small things, good, in the dark and in the light.
And the students were most grateful for the kind donation.
We want to thank Jamaica Teacher Association Cooperative Credit Union Limited for giving their members a chance to celebrate us. We want to wholeheartedly thank you for letting us believe that hard work will be rewarded.
During the award ceremony, the credit union also announced the winners of its new Better Schools, Better Jamaica initiative. Under the program, schools from across the island were invited to submit financial proposals for projects aimed at improving education delivery. This year's winning submission was made by Old Harbor Primary in St. Catherine, which received $1 million towards the construction of a reading resource laboratory, while second place went to Glengough High School, also in St. Catherine, which got $500,000 to renovate an existing resource lab. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a great week and happy Independence Day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.